This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
You're listening to a Joycast from GLD, TIQ community radio station, Joy 94.9.
Hide and Seek is, of course, your program for exploring sex, sexuality and self. And in November 2013, a print edition of something very similar to Hide and Seek went live. It is called Archer Magazine. And the second edition is hitting the street on Thursday, the 5th of June. Good evening to the founding editor, Amy Middleton.
Hi, guys.
How are you?
I'm good. I'm a little bit burnt out after my deadline, but second issue is off at the printers, so I'm happy.
How good is that feeling when you know that it's at the printers?
It is good. There's an element of fingers crossed about it, but I gave it a fair few reads. I'm pretty sure there are no massive typos, but I think it's all right.
I'm sure you've got a good team behind you that make sure that there are no little typos in there.
That's right.
Now, this is the second edition. Your first one was in November last year. So it's biannual, was that right?
Yeah, biannual, so twice yearly. Because I think biannual can mean every 2 years or twice a year, which is confusing. But we do, we put out Archer twice a year. Mm-hmm. So I don't know if I can handle many more deadlines than that, to be honest.
I take it your first edition went well. You're very happy. You survived it through to make it to the second.
Yeah, it was great. We got some really good feedback, as you'd expect, from people who maybe wouldn't have found sexualities that they identified with in magazines before this. So that sort of keeps you going when you hear from people like that. It got distributed nationally. It was in a bunch of regional news agents in New South Wales as well, which was cool. We were stoked with how that was received.
Yeah. And it's how did you come up with the concept? Well, what made you think, there is not enough sex and sexuality? What am I going to do about it?
Surely you can't disagree with me there.
I most certainly do not disagree.
Well, I realised I sort of used to scour the internet for information on the sexuality movement, I guess you could call it, in Australia.
Yeah.
And I found myself having to go to all these different sources, and I thought it would be really handy if there was just one single one that kept everybody updated. And then I sort of thought, as the movement develops, it would be nice to be able to look back on past issues of that, which is why I decided it had to be print, despite everything.
Now, you've got some great features. I've got a list of them here in this, I was going to say this month's, but this coming issue. Sex addiction is quite popular to talk about at the moment.
Yeah, that's a funny one. I asked Chrissy Neen, who's a novelist who's written a sexual memoir, among other books, to cover sex addiction. And she sort of tackled it in an interesting way. I mean, I think the crux of her article really is that she may well be a sex addict if, in fact, they exist. But she sort of makes no apologies for the amount that she thinks about sex or engages in sex or masturbation. So I think, it's kind of a double-edged sword. It doesn't commit one way or the other.
Yeah.
And at the other end of the scale, you also have an article on asexuality.
Yeah, it does feel like an opposite, doesn't it? They're both really personal accounts. And the voices of the two authors are so different, so they're interesting ones to compare. I think the point of having that range of sexualities or approaches to sexuality, the idea is just to hammer home that we all have sort of quirky approaches to it and relationships with it, and they're all just as interesting as each other, I reckon.
Yeah. And, the asexuality is something that's really interesting in the fact that not a lot of us can identify with that at all.
Yeah. Well, some of us can, not us.
No, that's why we're doing sex shows on radio and doing sex magazines.
and having fun talking to each other about those things.
Now, Aboriginal and gay, I'm surprised you've covered that, actually, because Anthony Mundine said that there are no gay Aboriginals.
That's right. Turns out he was wrong.
Oh, yes, I'm well aware of that.
Yeah, he actually, our writer Stephen Ross mentions Anthony Mundine's comments in his article, and we've actually published them, his little Facebook quote, in the issue, which is hard for me because, as I mentioned earlier, I don't like to send out a magazine with typos in it, but we copied Anthony Mundine's comments verbatim, and it was hard for me to send that out without correcting it.
It'd be hard for you to correct, like, to send something out that has terrible grammar and spelling in it.
Yeah, it's just, it's covered in spelling and grammar errors, not to mention the falsity that there are no gay Aborigines. But but yeah, Stephen, it's another really personal account, and he sort of talks about his background, his community, and which was actually rife with queer people, which is great. He grew up in Deniliquin on a mission in New South Wales. So, he had a transgender cousin, and a bunch of gay elders who helped him with through his coming out phase and everything. So
amazing.
Yeah. It's a good, really good story, and sort of looks ahead to the future and how LGBTI communities and Aboriginal communities can sort of work together.
Yeah.
Now, we're chatting with Amy Milton, the founding editor of Archer Magazine, and launching on the 5th of June, the second edition. Amy, how have you found the process of getting the second edition up? Was it very different to the first edition?
The first edition was funded by a crowdfunding campaign through Possible, so that was helpful. We sort of had our finances all sorted before we hit go. This time round, we've been trying to find advertisers to fund it, and that's been really tricky. But the financial side of things aside, it's been really cruisy and really fun. It's not as much work as you'd think because there's only 2 a year, so you can spend a lot of time stewing over your articles and reading them and rereading them. And the designer we had on board this time was really fun. And you know, we go into the office and talk about sex all day. It's excellent.
Now, you go out and actively seek your authors, don't you?
Yeah. So the first time around, I sort of started at the top and approached all my favourite authors, some of whom were high profile like Christos Tsolkas, and some of whom were just my mates, who I know have strong voices and strong opinions. And it was sort of similar this time around. Chrissy Means, our highest profile writer, and then the writers all vary from, I mean, if you have a topic like asexuality, you sort of make a decision whether to get an experienced journalist to write that or an asexual person who isn't necessarily a journalist. But we were lucky enough to get an asexual person who studies English and is a writer. So, that makes it a lot easier.
It's a hat trick.
But it does depend on the topic. I mean, some writers need more help with their words than others, and some of them just send in perfectly clean copy and happen to be passionate about sexual diversity. So we luck out sometimes.
Now, you have a big launch party of the Archer Magazine second edition. No doubt you'll be broadcasting Hide and Seek through to the audience because we are on at the same time on Thursday, the 5th of June. You got your joy favourite, Wes Snelling, being the MC.
Yeah.
What else have you got happening?
We've got Raven, who calls himself the Dark Prince of Boylesque. He's going to do a burlesque performance for us. And we're also going to have the Sex Poetry Booth, which I think made its debut at Melbourne Fringe. But it's sort of this, it's a little installation where you can step inside and describe your last sexual experience to Josh Farwell, and he will churn out a sex poem for you.
Oh, amazing.
And apart from that, we've got two of our contributors reading. One of them's Anne Hunter, who's talking about polyamory, and also Eden Chapman, who talks about being deaf and how being deaf affects his sense of sexuality. So lots going on that night, and it's part of the Emerging Writers Festival, so there'll be lots of writers there getting drunk and networking, I imagine.
Great.
And it's on at £1,000 Bend?
Yeah, so that's the festival hub for the Emerging Writers Festival. So they're kindly partnered with us to give us a little leg up. So, yeah, it should be a good night. Lots to look at, lots to listen to.
And now, obviously, it hits the shelves on the Thursday or the Friday following, I'm guessing?
Yeah. Everyone gets their first glimpse at the launch and then it'll go to shelves.
And I suppose all good retailers. Can you go online and get one as well?
Yep, archermagazine.com.au. You can actually pre-order one now, and we'll send it out as soon as they're off the presses. But otherwise, we recommend Hares and Hyenas in Fitzroy, obviously, and otherwise, newsagents and Magnation and those sorts of boutique-y places.
Great.
Fantastic.
Well, best of luck with the launch. And, you know, hopefully you're already planning some things to put together for issue number 3.
Yeah, and taking submissions too. So send us your wildest story pictures. There's an email address on the website.
Fantastic.
Certainly.
Archermagazine.com.au.
That's right. Thanks, guys.
Great. No worries.
Thank you, Amy Middleton, the founding editor of Archer Magazine. The second edition, as we said, is out in the streets on Friday, the 6th of June.
Just a couple of weeks away.
Exactly.
And apparently it's a very beautiful magazine.
It is.
Too.
Have you seen one?
I haven't.
Ah.
But I've just been told.
The first edition is sitting next to my bed. I, you know, pick it up every now and then and have another read. It's a little great little magazine, I think.
Wonderful. You can never have too much sex on the shelves.
Exactly.
You're with Hide and Seek on Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to a Joycast from Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.